Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your questions, your queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our experts are based on Noble Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Brother Miqdad, an Islamic scholar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you too, and to all the listeners for being with us today.
Well, Brother Miqdad, today's question from the audience is, well, I feel like my child has started lying. How can I teach my child truthfulness? That's a very important question, and I think that must be the question of many parents out there.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, lying is a very bad trait, and it's something that we need to teach our children to avoid and to become strong not to lie. So we have been taught in Islam that lying leads to opening the doors of many other sins, right? It removes self-respect, it removes karama of an insan, of the human being, and it's entering a very vicious cycle. When somebody lies, then
it's a key.
Exactly. It's a key that will open other sins, including lying as well. Very right. Easy. You'll be lying the second time very easily when you've lied the first time, because you have to cover up for the first one, and you have to cover up for the second one, and so on and so forth. So the religion of Islam has taught us that lying is a very, very bad trait. And as much as we can, we have to be individuals who stand by the truth. We have been told that al-izzah, the izzah and the honor and self-respect of a man comes when he humbles himself in front of the truth. So we should always be seekers of the truth. We should always be with the truth. We should always say the truth. Truth should be something very important for us, and it should be important for our children as well. We should teach our children this. It's a very important trait. And so first and foremost, it's by speaking to our children. Right. Speaking to our children about these important traits, trait of being truthful, having these conversations with them, and letting them really, because see, these traits of perfection is something that we have been taught in the Holy Quran, that it is fitrah for us, right? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That Allah says that Allah has placed in us this inclination towards the evil traits and the good traits as well. So we know these good traits. We know the truthfulness is good. We know that falsehood is and lying is a bad thing. This is why children, the first time they lie, it takes a long time for them to grow up before they lie. Kids from a young age, they don't lie. And when they lie the first time, they feel bad about it. They feel guilty about it. They feel regret about it because they know it's a wrong thing to do. And so as parents, through discussing with them, to talking about them and making them realize how important it is to be truthful, this really goes a long way towards helping them. And obviously us as parents as well, we should be saying the truth. We should be showing them in our actions that we are people who hold on to the truth.
Right. And I think when we even reward our children while they speak the truth, could actually encourage them to speak truth in many instances of life. Well, we'll continue our discussion with you on like how can we help our children not to speak lies or how to be truthful. But before that, I think it's a time for a short break. So, dear listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more on this conversation. So stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents a priceless gift to parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry, we're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad and we are discussing how can we teach our children to be truthful and not to lie.
There's a very beautiful hadith that says that لَا يَكْذِبُ الْكَاذِبُ إِلَّا مِن مَهَانَةِ النَّفْسِهِ, that a liar will not lie except that it comes from feeling belittled within them, within himself or within herself.
Okay.
In other words, when we have a lack of self-respect, when we have we don't have izzah, we don't have honor within ourselves, this leads us to fall into this dark hole of lying. See, a person who has self-respect, a person who has honor for themselves, they give themselves importance, they count themselves as important, they will not feel the need to lie. Right. If they've done something wrong, they will say, I did something wrong, I'm sorry, and move on. Life right. goes on. If they want to achieve something, they will aim to achieve that thing without lying. They'll say that lying is not the right way for me to get something. If I want to, for example, for a child, if I want to get an ice cream, for example, or if I want to get a toy, for example, then they know that it is better if I use the right way, if I use the truthful way to get that. They feel more respected and better when they do like that. And if they themselves have this karama within themselves, this self-respect with themselves, they will not use this negative way and this dark way of kidhb. This is what the Ahlul Bayt have taught us.
Right.
So for example, we have another hadith that says, Al-kidhbu wal-khiyana laysa min akhlaqil kareem, that lying and betraying are not from the akhlaq that is the akhlaq that has honor within it or that has respect within it.
Right.
So a person who has self-respect, a person who has honor for themselves, they count themselves as important. They will say that I rather lose out, but say the truth.
Say the truth.
I'm happy to not get what I want, but at least I've said the truth. I'm happy to admit to my fault, admit to a mistake, but at least I've said the truth. This comes from what? This comes from karama. This comes from self-respect that a person has, adult and children similarly.
Right. And, you know, if sometimes this these lies get exposed, they basically, the honor and that dignity that the hadith is talking about goes away with it. And truth always, it comes out one or the other way.
Definitely.
It exposes itself, I must say.
Kidhb always leads to humiliation, basically, in the end. And it always comes from this state of being humiliated.
So here we take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette, so that in their grown-up age, they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad. And we are learning from Brother Miqdad how to teach our children not to be lying and how to encourage them to speak truth.
So we talked about how lying is related to a sense of humiliation within ourselves, and how saying the truth is related to this
honor and dignity.
Yes. So one of the things that we really need to work on to answer the question that was asked, how do we ensure that our children say the truth, is to create this honor and respect within our children. So how do we do this? First and foremost, we really give them that honor and respect. It's important that as parents, we give as much honor and respect to our children as we can. This is one of the very important needs that a children has, is to feel important, to feel nice about themselves, to feel that they are honorable and they are worthy of being in the family. And so this is done by our actions, how we speak to them, how we interact with them. It's done by our words, how we encourage them, what we say to them. The more we do this, the more they'll have this sense of honor, respect for themselves, and therefore naturally, without even saying it, it's fitratan.
They won't lie.
They will never go towards lie. They will,
right.
Because they don't have this sense of humiliation. This is why we never humiliate a child. In fact, tahqir and humiliating anyone is wrong, especially children.
Right.
If you humiliate your children, then they will more likely go towards sins and towards lying. Because, you see, if they're so humiliated, then they feel like, you know, if I lie, what have I got to lose? I've lost everything, right? I don't have any self-respect for myself. I might as well lie.
Right. I was just going through the social media yesterday and I saw a video of an actress. Two actresses were there and one was interviewing the other and she was saying to her, today we have got a lot to learn from the children rather than like we teach things to children. So what have you learned from your child? And she was like, I was once staying and I have a daughter and a son. And I was, there was a gathering, religious gathering in our family. And I told her, come on, sit here. And she was like, I don't feel like sitting there right now. But then I scolded her in front of everyone. And then I told her, come on and sit here. And then this actress was like, when the gathering was over, my son put his head on my lap and said, Mom, you should not fire on her for speaking the truth. And that's what gave me a big lesson from his son. So like never, scold your children for speaking the truth, even if it's like it goes against those things in the religious gatherings and so on.
Definitely. That's a good point. Like we should encourage our children to say the truth, never humiliating our children. This is very important. So this is why, for example, we learn in the discussion on discipline that never catch a child red-handed in doing something wrong. So, for example, you know that a child right now is doing something wrong. Let's say he stole something, for example.
Right.
Or he lied about something. Or she saw something that she wasn't supposed to see.
Right.
Never catch them in a way that they don't have any escape route. Right. So, whilst they're doing the bad act, for example, or you've caught them on your CCTV camera, for example, or you've got photos of them, or you've got evidence to show that they've 100% done this, don't put it in their face, basically. Because what happens is that they feel humiliated. And we have in hadith that this leads them towards lying. It leads them towards becoming more stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Because it leads them to lose that self-respect that they have. If they've been caught, then they don't have any self-respect for themselves, then naturally they will go towards these evil traits. So the key over here, if you want to teach our children, in addition to making sure that we ourselves always say the truth and we ourselves always show them that we're saying the truth and we ourselves always praise truthfulness, we make sure that we don't humiliate our children and we always give them that self-respect and that self-importance.
Right. So upbringing a child under the umbrella of Islam is really not an easy job or like something that we will achieve overnight. All requires efforts and patience. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us and helping us with those beautiful tips. Thank you so much to our listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. Or in case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.